FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's 12/17/18. Just got 2 weeks left to an incredible year. Hey, it's been a year of growth for the Financial Survival Network, and as always, we urge you to be a part of the show. We've been doing this now for 7 years. Couldn't have done it without you. And the email address to be a part of the show is kl@kerrylutz.com. Well, we got some great news. Incredible news. Things, you know, you tend to forget that a lot's happening in the world that you never read about. And one of our sponsors, you know them well, Mark Campbell, the CEO, has been on the show many times, Aton Resources, and you find them at AtonResources.com with us now to give you the latest developments in Egypt of all places. And you find Aton on the TSXV. And it's A-A-N like Nancy. Mark, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Kerry. It's great to be back, and thank you for having me on again.
As always, so interesting news. You were telling me about meetings that are taking place at the highest levels of Egyptian government with major, you know, mega corporations. Evidently, there's a lot of stuff under the ground in Egypt that they want to actually get at and help improve the average Egyptian's life by extracting minerals and other resources from the ground, finally.
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, it's been an extraordinary year, going back to March when they announced that they were hiring Wood Mackenzie, the big international consulting firm, to help them, you know, understand why there was a very limited mining industry in Egypt. There's only one operating mine, and yet there's several thousand years of history. And also to give them a roadmap as to, you know, what they need to do to actually create this sector here, which could be, you know, one of the major sectors in this economy. And, you know, it's one that does what they need the most here, which is creates jobs. These are non-exportable jobs. And so, you know, it's a very, very important, it's a very important issue. So they've done this. And, you know, in many cases, things in Egypt tend at times move at a sort of glacier-like speed. This has been done in record time. They announced the Minister of Petroleum Minerals. Sources announced back about a month ago that they had actually gotten this wrong all these years, that they were going to change it. They were going to move forward. And I think this is a testament not only to the minister, but also to the president, who is very investor friendly, who wants to see investment here in the country, and understands that the mineral wealth that Egypt possesses is not worth very much if it's left in the ground.
Yeah.
And so he wants to see that as a major cornerstone of the economy moving forward. As I was saying to you earlier, is that it's funny. The messaging around this is very important, because it's not just getting the message out to the mining community, the exploration community, that, the welcome mat is out. But at the same time, messaging around, how this plays at home with the Egyptian population. And, it's a funny thing. As you and I were talking about, I don't really understand the youth of the day, who seem to embrace what they call democratic socialism. socialism. You know, I don't really understand what the attraction of that is. In this country, you know, they're trying to claw their way out of the morass of 70 years of socialism since the, you know, Gamal Abdel Nasser. So, you know, it's this is a major step forward. And one of the things that has occurred is that the American Chamber of Commerce in Egypt is by far and away the strongest lobbying group for industry in this country. And mining and mineral exploration had really sat within the energy committee there. And, you know, the energy committee is dominated by the oil and gas business, obviously, and the oil and gas business here is, you know, 140 years old. And so, you know, it's it was dwarfed by the likes of BP and Shell and Exxon. But now we've broken that out, and it's there is now a mineral exploration and development committee focused just on this for the industry as a whole, not just precious and base metals, but also things like phosphates and industrial minerals. Right. And so yesterday, we had our first meeting with His Excellency Tarek El-Mulla, the Minister of Petroleum and Mineral Resources, and it was a very encouraging meeting. You know, the minister was very engaged, he took copious notes. He talked, but he listened a lot. We all were able to, you know, make some points to him, and he took them in. He certainly made it clear is that the old oil and gas regime that was applied to mining is dead and buried, that they are moving forward to make it attractive for mineral exploration. And certainly that means the juniors, because he realizes that, you know, it's a wholly different business model than oil and gas. He realizes that the long-term nature of exploration, and, you know, if they're going to kickstart this sector, they have to have people in here who are, you know, going around and exploring for the, you know, the mineral wealth, not just gold, but, you know, the copper, zinc, nickel, you know, whatever it may be, platinum group metals, potash, iron ore. And so, you know, they realize that, you know, it's a much broader business overall than necessarily the oil and gas business. So we came away very encouraged by this. We've been amazed by the speed with which it has been happening. They obviously want to get this done. You know, they have, they're taking in what Wood Mackenzie have said, they're taking in what we as the industry here say. You know, they are, you know, really moving. And, you know, it's, I almost had to pinch myself when I left the meeting yesterday, because, you know, I've discussed this with successive governments here for the last 24 years. And we've gone from zero to 60 in, you know, under a second, you know, in relative terms. So we're very, very encouraged with what we hear and see and what we think is now going to happen.
Hey, so you talk about things happening fast in Egypt. We don't think of Egypt as moving very quickly. I mean, after all, they still got the pyramids standing. A lot of the infrastructure is thousands of years old. We're talking
about it.
You know, this democratic socialism. Yeah, just look at Egypt. The examples abound. Because then first you had Nasser, right? Then you had Mubarak, I guess it was, after him.
You had Nasser, then you had Sadat.
Oh, Sadat, and then Mubarak. And they were all socialists.
You know, they were all... Yeah, I mean, they were all much, in a way, much of a muchness. You know, Sadat was a free officer with Nasser. Mubarak, although not that old, was not much younger. And so, you know, was brought up in that era. President Sisi's not. He's much younger. And he's very, very switched on. You know, he, I liken him a bit bit to, you know, an Egyptian President Trump. You know, he's very big on getting things done and, you know, doesn't want to hear problems, but wants to hear solutions. And he's proven it. And, you know, you look at some of the accomplishments that have happened since then. You know, they've done away with fuel subsidies. They have, which was a very difficult, nobody in the past would have ever taken on that topic. You know, they have, they've really built Egypt into becoming a regional gas hub for this part of the world. And so they've accomplished an enormous amount here. And, you know, he is a steady hand on the tiller and really, you know, the security is good here. The infrastructure is good. You know, so they have actually made great strides, but it takes time because you have a huge bureaucracy that has been created. It in almost a life, you know, it takes on a life of its own, and you have to, you know, you just have to chip away at this and create, you know, get rid of barriers to entry to attract people to be business here. And, you know, the people that, you know, we have a lot of businesses, international business here, who have been here for years. I mean, Shell's been here since before, you know, the late 19th century. So, right. You know, it's we have all the, you know, we have interest. We have the building blocks, you know, they're just these impediments that have been put into place that just need to be overcome. And I believe that, you know, the president and the ministers that he have around him will do that.
And let's take it down to Aton Resources' interest in all this. I mean, it's great that Egypt is finally figuring stuff out and they're finally getting their act together somewhat. Oh, and by the way, if you just happened in on this podcast, AtonResources.com, that's A-T-O-N Resources.com. You find them on the TSX Venture under the symbol AAN. So you've still been drilling. You haven't been waiting for anything to happen. You're just going to make it happen, just like President Sisi. Where's the drilling at now, and what are you seeing ahead for Aton?
Well, I mean, we've just completed our drilling program for this year. We're now headed into Christmas and the new year, and we'll come back in early 2019 to restart our program. But at the moment, we've drilled 4,120 meters. We've put out some very good results. The last ones we put out on the 10th, where we had 20 meters at, you know, 5.3 grams a ton of gold. And this continues to go along with what we've been saying, is that it's a lot. Rod Ruin is a large mineralized area with good grades, with high grade shoots within it. We've got some good zinc results within there. And so, you know, it at the moment, it's looking good. We'll be putting out new, more results after the new year. So we've got a lot more to come. We've drilled 50 holes. We've put out up to 29 holes so far. So we've got more results to come. So, you know, you need to watch this space. But yeah, we're very encouraged by what we see geologically. Part of our plan for next year will be also to go and drill some of the other targets that we have out there, because obviously that's important to us in building up an overall picture of our asset portfolio.
Yeah, well, it sounds really exciting. 5 grams per ton is pretty darn good in this day and age.
It is. It is. It is very good. And, you know, we had, other, you know, good results. You know, good mineralized intercepts. You know, we had 4 grams at 6.7 grams, 12 meters at 1.63, 32 meters at just under a gram. So, you know, it's confirming, as I said, what we believe is that, it's a gold, silver, zinc, Miller over a wide area of the South Ridge at Rod Ruin, and we'll go and start to drill some on the North Ridge as well. The confirmation of this mineralization from surface, is very significant. It gives us great confidence that we'll continue to identify zones of higher grade mineralization.
It is exciting.
It is exciting times for Aton right now.
Yeah, really exciting. Hey, I mean, you've been at this for so long. And you're like, you haven't given up. A lesser person, Mark, would have given up a decade ago, but you kept pushing on. So you must have unbelievable belief and faith in this project.
Well, I have great faith in this project. You know, this area that we have was originally held by Centamin, and I saw it first back in 1995. And Centamin focused on Sukari, so they never got around to doing much with this. But it is an area that I think has great potential. We've got two old British gold mines on it. We have an old British tungsten mine on it. We have numerous examples of ancient workings going back to the Old Kingdom right up to early Arab period. So, it is a very exciting area. And I think, overall, Egypt is a very exciting area. It's really frontier stuff. And, it's underexplored. It has, I think, huge potential, both not only in the Eastern Desert, but also in the Sinai as well.
Right. Yeah, so, and you're in on the ground floor, quite literally. So,
yes, yeah, literally.
It,
yeah.
It looks like.
It's good for us because, coupled with our geology, the significance for us of these changes to the mining law, mining reform, certainly can't be understated. They are significant, moving away from this production sharing agreement that, suits the oil and gas business, bringing in, a tax royalty. Royalty and rent type system, with attractive royalties, not overburdening, right. companies with, excessive costs and is really, really significant, not just for the industry and the country as a whole, but, for us in particular being here.
Hey, agreed. Really is amazing, and you stuck with it, and that is what separates the men from the boys. You didn't quit. I'm sure there were times you were really tempted to quit and said, is this worth it? And now, at long last, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we just need the rest of the world to recognize that fact, right?
Yes, that's right. And I think they will. I mean, if you look what, WoodMac did the work around Ecuador, and Ecuador was pretty moribund until mm-hmm. they helped the government restructure it. And now I think the last count I had that they had somewhere near of 500 companies that have either taken exploration licenses or in the process of, obtaining them. So,
amazing.
That's over a sort of 3-year period. So I'm sure that people will recognize, what's happening in Egypt. And, the Arabian Nubian Shield overall is fairly underexplored, but has some big mines in it, Bisha in Eritrea and Jebel Said in Saudi Arabia. So it's exciting times.
Really exciting times, exciting company. Again, if you're just tuning in, it's Aton Resources, AtonResources.com. And the symbol is AAN, like Nancy, on the TSX Venture. Hey, Mark, it's always great having you on the show. If you got any questions.
Always glad to be here.
Hey, and if there's anyone, you have any questions for Mark, just email us, kl@kerrylutz.com. Mark will answer all, or just send a contact through the site. Most transparent publicly traded company you're ever going to find, and get on Mark's mailing list as well, so you can be one of the first to know about the exciting developments happening in what is a very underexplored and underappreciated part of the world. Mark, great talking to you. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll be talking to you after the first.
Well, that's great, Kerry, and y'all have a very Merry Christmas and a really great New Year.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.